Thank you for Dr. Shang. Interestingly, my study is very similar to yours, so I will try to supplement your study. I'm Hai Changqin. I received my PhD degree from University of Florida. I'm currently a statistician and a research associate in the University of Alabama at Birmingham. I'm also adjunct assistant professor at Tulane University. My research focuses on health economics and health policy, such as healthcare quality and cost. So my study will also discuss whether non-urgent ED use can be reduced. We use a national representative sample. So we have several co-authors, Dr. Kilgore, Dr. Sin, and also Dr. Blackman, who sit at SAC. I have no relationships to disclose. First one, I will have an introduction. Literature reports nearly half of all the ED visits in the U.S. are for non-urgent conditions. That leads to billions of dollars in avoidable spending annually. The scenario is that for non-urgent conditions that can be treated in ambulatory care setting, the cost for the treatment in the emergency department will be way higher than in the ambulatory care setting. That's why it's potentially avoidable spending. So the cost magnitude amounts up to billions of dollars each year in the U.S. According to a study, that amounts up to $38 billion. So Dr. Sharman's results indicate it's almost or even more, right? Yeah. So different studies may have kind of variation, but the general idea is that it's a huge amount of cost waste. So based on this scenario, stakeholders have devised various interventions. The stakeholders include government agencies, policymakers, insurers, and providers. They devise various interventions, such as to educate patients to use more community clinics, to use more ambulatory care, to increase the supply of primary care physicians, to increase the supply for the availability of ambulatory care during the weekends and at night during the weekdays, and also increase cost sharing level for the emergency department visits. The purpose of doing that is try to navigate patients away from ED for non-urgent conditions. However, despite all these efforts, non-urgent ED visits continue to rise. So that warrants an exploration of underlying reason for this phenomenon. So we also know a well-functioning primary care system will have the capacity to provide timely, adequate, and effective care for patients to avoid non-urgent EDUs. Based on this scenario, this study examines whether deficiencies in the ambulatory care session will be associated with non-urgent ED visits. Especially, we examine whether access to and quality of ambulatory care is associated with a non-urgent ED visit. So this retrospective corporate study design, we have a two-year panel sample, 2010 and 2011. We use a MAPS data, Medical Expenditure Panel Survey data. It's a national survey sample. So the result can be nationally representative. We select patients age 18 and older, all the adult population, with the complete information of all the survey rounds. Also, the dependent variable of interest is ED use urgency, urgent versus non-urgent ED visit. So, as indicated, there is no consensus about how to classify an ED visit as urgent versus non-urgent. Basically, it depends on the data type. So if you use administrative claim data, we have a well-established New York University algorithm to classify that. So for this study, we use the national survey data. So the classification is also based on the literature. So we made a little modification to classify that. Also, some other study indicate they may use the nurse triage to classify ED visit as urgent versus non-urgent. So the independent variable of interest is access to medical care and patient evaluation of care quality. We don't have enough space to detail that. Actually, access to medical care also includes two measures. The first measure is whether the patient has a usual source of care. The other measure is how easily a patient can get needed medical care. So both belong to the category of access to medical care. Actually, this is based on Donna Biddin's SPO model as our conceptual framework, structure, process, and outcome. Our covariates include age, gender, race, insurance status, rural urban locations, and so on. Also, we use a logit model, a marginal effect, to estimate the non-urgent versus urgent ED visit. For some specification, ambulatory care includes both physician office visits and hospital outpatient care. That's the whole of ambulatory care. Also, this study may, like any other study, there is potential endogeneity or selection issue because well-educated patients or patients who are more conscientious are likely to use ambulatory care for non-urgent conditions, are less likely to use ED for non-urgent conditions. So there's a potential selection issue there. So we use a time lag effect to account for that. Also, this is national survey data. National survey data has complex survey design, like unequal probability, clustered sampling study design. Also, the national sample overall sampled minority group and some subgroup to improve or increase the statistical power. As a result, we need to account for both the weight and variance to yield robust, nationally representative results. So our final sample consists of almost 1,300 adults with at least one ED visit in 2011. That represents 30 million people in the U.S. population. Among them, almost 400 people, 30%, has non-urgent ED use. That represents 8 billion people in the U.S. population. We find for the main independent variable of interest, the access to medical care measures are not significant. They are not significantly associated with ED use urgency. But we also find some significant result. We find the lower odds of non-urgent ED use for white and black individuals compared to other races. We also find older people compared to young people are less likely to use ED visit for non-urgent conditions. Also, we find some higher probability of non-urgent ED use for publicly enrollees compared to privately enrollees, for people living in urban area compared to people living in the rural area. So this result, I think, is consistent to the literature. For example, when we talk about the insurance status, just now Dr. Shaman discussed that. So here, my comparison group is a private insurance. Why public enrollees have higher odds of using ED for non-urgent conditions? One scenario we know, primary care physicians sometimes decline Medicaid enrollees because they are not well paid under Medicaid. That's why when Medicaid patients cannot get easy access to ambulatory care setting, they have to go to somewhere else, like emergency department. That's why That may be the one of the reasons they have higher odds of using ED for non-urgent conditions. Also, for another independent variable of interest, we find significant results, specifically compared to high level of patient perceived ambulatory care quality. Low levels and intermediate levels of primary care quality have higher odds of non-urgent ED use. Odds ratio equal to is greater than 2. There are marginal effects for 14% and 12% higher in the predicted probability of non-urgent ED use. So that is, for me, that's very informative. That means that also go back to address the initial question. Just now I mentioned, the literature indicates stakeholders has devised various interventions to navigate patients away from ED for non-urgent conditions, such as increase the supply of PCP, increase availability of ambulatory care service during the weekends, at night during the weekdays, or increase ED cost-sharing levels. Also educate patients to use ambulatory care. Despite all these kinds of efforts, non-urgent ED use continue to increase. Why is that? So I think this result may account for some of the reason, because patients are not satisfied with their ambulatory care quality. Actually, in the literature, there's a lot of discussion about that. It's not that patients who do not know ambulatory care or who do not use ambulatory care a lot. It is that, potentially, it is that patients are not satisfied with their ambulatory care quality. That makes patients make the decision of using ED for non-urgent reasons. So, in summary, patients' perceived primary care quality play an important role in their decision of non-urgent ED use, while access to ambulatory care did not. So we can discuss more about this if we have more time in a while. So the take-home message is that endeavors should be given to improve primary care quality to reduce non-urgent ED visits. As I discussed, many other endeavors may not be very effective because they may not touch on the underlying reason for the non-urgent ED visit. So the future endeavors should identify the specific area for ambulatory care quality improvement. Here we only touch on the general domain, ambulatory care quality, but exactly what area, how can we improve that? That's a future endeavor. Our next presenter is Dr. Lisa Lin. Dr. Lisa Lin is a health services researcher at ITI International, where she has helped develop performance measures for the post-acute care setting, conducted analysis of treatment disparities among colorectal cancer patients, and assessed the impact of continuity of insurance coverage on utilization of preventive care. She's a doctoral candidate at UMass Medical School, where her dissertation research focused on developing a risk-adjusted performance measure for ED visits.